You requested to see me?
I say, stumbling into the dimly lit room. I have no idea why this man hates any form of light. It's as if he's a damn bat. Because why are all his offices so grim and dark? I adjust myself and stand straight, feigning ignorance. I know the exact reason why I was tossed into this room, but it's more entertaining to play coy. There comes a time when you have to take drastic measures to get what you want in life. Some may say that I'm foolish for doing what I did, but when it comes to matters of the heart, you should never leave a stone unturned. Not once had I ever thought that I would fall for the person who took my father's life and changed my entire future. But I did. Somehow, I foolishly did. Matthias Ford is what everyone would call psychotic and dangerous. If you've ever dealt with or been under his radar, you'll know he is chaotic. I can't begin to think how many bodies he has on him. Honestly, I think he's a psychopath. But one thing about Matthias is that he always protects me from the gore and graphic violence he carries out. I think it's a way of shielding me and covering his ass so that I don't talk about it. And it's probably a good thing. You see, when I was 10 years old, my mother died of an overdose. It could have been prevented if my father hadn't given her the drugs. I like saying that my dad killed my mother, but others would say she was just a druggie. My mother hadn't always been like that. She'd been a good one. But my father always wanted control. He'd gotten her hooked on drugs and dependent on him. He would usually come home late at night and start beating on her to the point that she needed something to numb her pain. It started with something innocent, like a painkiller. Then it switched to stuff from the streets. I would sit in a corner and watch the two of them go at it, leaving me without food and water because getting high was more important than raising a child. The night my mother died, I remember Dad coming home fuming. He'd knocked things over and trashed the place, saying how his boss was an asshole. And instead of listening to him, Mom kept asking if he'd brought home any more of the good stuff. Dad had slapped and punched her, calling her useless. And even after all of that, Mom still asked him for a hit. He'd gotten so angry that he gave her the entire bag of drugs, not caring what she did with it. Mom disappeared upstairs, and by morning, she was dead. As time passed, I got wiser. I knew when to approach Dad and when to stay away. However, as the years rolled by, I realized Dad had way more money than he used to. I knew he'd been into illegal stuff, but the kind of money he brought home was way more than usual. Then suddenly he'd become secretive and paranoid, checking the door locks an unhealthy amount of times. Every passing day he got more irritable. He'd even stop leaving the house. I didn't care much then because I was 17 and a year short of graduation. I'd had my problems at school to think about. Then one day I came home to an empty house. It was just me and the four walls for 2 days. I didn't think anything of it because Dad used to disappear for days and return like it was nothing. Usually I would read a book or take in some music, but somehow that day I'd turned on the TV. To my dismay, my father's face was planted on the television screen on a news channel. His head was found in the city's river canal. There was no sign of his body, just his head. I didn't cry. I didn't even think anything of it because somehow I felt free. I'd gone to bed and slept like a baby. But when I woke up the next morning, three men dressed in black were sitting in my living room. My bastard of a dad had sold me to his debtor. According to the papers in Matthias's hand, he was my godfather and new guardian. According to Matthias, my father owed him a great amount of money, and I was to pay for them. He'd also confessed to killing my father and said that I would suffer the same fate if I decided to run. I didn't know what to think or feel at the time because I was numb. I gave in without a fight and let this man take me. Matthias was 31 at the time and had just taken over from his father, a major drug kingpin. I thought I was being taken to a whorehouse or some hideaway shack, but Matthias brought me to a mansion. a three-story mansion with pools, servants, and everything beyond my imagination. This man was dangerous, yet I felt as if I had struck gold, that my father had finally done something good in my life. Despite him not hurting a hair on my body over the past month of being with him, I soon learned how ruthless he was. I'd gotten home from school with bruises on my arms. There had always been bruises, but just not as blatant as the one I'd come home with. The maid was mortified by the bluish-purple mark, and even though I told her it was nothing, she'd somehow told Matthias. I don't know what Matthias did, but 2 days later, the bully approached me, pissed. Even his father accosted me after school, telling me how much of a lowlife I was, and my father was a loser. I already knew that, but for them to remind me of how much a scum he was uncalled for. My father did a lot of people an injustice, but why did I have to pay for that? I avoided school for 2 days, and somehow Matthias had found out I'd spent time at the arcade instead of school. Matthias demanded that I go to school the next day, and when I returned with a bigger bruise, he told me that I needed to stand up for myself. How could I? I was thin, underweight, and had no fighting skills. But that night, I couldn't sleep. I woke up in a sweat and out of breath. I'd forgotten my bedside water, so I went downstairs for a glass. I was returning to my room when I heard weird noises from the basement door. It's normally locked, because Matthias would be doing work down there, but it slid open when I leaned in to listen. I'd never been down there, but there was this urge to see. I knew Matthias would be angry, but I still descended the stairs. Moans, groans, and guttural sounds filled the narrow walkway. I met at the bottom of the stairway and saw the backs of 5 men. All were giving Matthias their attention. No one saw or even heard me come in. The basement was dark, but there was enough lighting to see everyone's face, including the man dangling from the ceiling. I had to stifle a gasp when I saw the battered and bruised man. It had been my bully's father. Matthias stood in front of him while he pleaded for his life. I didn't think it could have gotten worse from what I'd seen until Matthias snatched the man's neck and squeezed. I watched in horror as the man kicked and wiggled for his life. But what was worse was that Matthias's eyes had locked onto mine during the man's last breath. He'd knew. He knew I was watching. Matthias freed the man, letting his lifeless body fall to the floor with a loud thud. Then he'd walked over to me. I will never forget his words as he touched my chin and tilted my head up.
Now the both of you are fatherless. Maybe you two can bond. Wouldn't that be nice?
It was a sick thing to say, but when he touched me for the first time, I felt seen. I felt safe. Safe knowing that even though he despised me, he would always take care of me. Well, at least protect me. I stayed way longer than I should have in that basement, because soon after, Matthias grabbed an axe from the shelf and began hacking the man into pieces. Blood splattered all over him and about the room. I ran, and never looked back. That event had been the only malicious act I'd ever seen him commit. And to this day, I'm grateful for him shielding me from his misdeeds. Matthias is a real-life psychopath, and there's no changing that. Which brings me back to my sickly affection for him. I say it's sickly because anyone looking in would say that this is all wrong and that I'm a victim. But truthfully, I want this. I want him. I'm obsessed with how he handles me. How he watches my every move and makes sure that I'm safe. But I can't have him. Well, at least not now. Matthias Ford has been avoiding me by all means. He moves as if he's allergic to me. And I get it. When the innocent little girl you abducted and held hostage turns into a fully grown woman who adores you, you make yourself unavailable. Matthias knows that I'm fond of him. He very well knows, and despite my many attempts to make him want me, he keeps me at arm's length. But not today. Today I've got his full attention, and I plan on using every bit of it. hours after handing in my resignation and a statement that I quit my job, I was nabbed outside my favorite cafe and stuffed into a black-tinted van. At first, I was mortified, thinking that Matthias's crimes had finally caught up with me. But moments later, when they removed the black bag from over my head, I realized it was his men. They'd handle me like garbage. And knowing Matthias, he probably told them to rough me up because of what I did. The only way I could have gotten Matthias's attention was to do something ridiculously extreme, like quitting my job. This man watches me like a hawk, but avoids me like the plague. The last time I'd seen him in flesh and blood was at my graduation, which had been 8 months ago. Our interaction was brief, a simple nod, an expression of gratitude, and then he gifted me a brand new car. Matthias has always been distant in my life, but I'd made it worse in college. I always had a security detail at university, but no one knew because they looked like a regular colleague. One night I'd gotten home from a college party. It was my second year, and I was pretty much into everything. I felt safe knowing that Cameron was my protector. However, when I'd returned from the party earlier than my roommate, Danica, I found her ex lying on my bed. She had carelessly given him a key and never took it back or had forgotten to. I knew West, and he didn't play nice. He was a creep. And for him to let himself in and pose on my bed naked, I knew I was in for some trouble. Cameron had long gone and hadn't checked my room because for months, I'd convinced him not to. But before West could launch at me, Cameron had burst into my room and floored him. After the ordeal, I spent the entire night looking for cameras. There was no way Cameron would have known that West was in my room if he hadn't been alerted. I found three. When I confronted Cameron after class, he confessed that Matthias had control of them and had told him about West. A week later, Danica moved out of the dorm. I knew Matthias had something to do with it, but I didn't complain. Danica was messy and played with my safety. Also, I had plans. Finding out that Matthias kept a close eye on me changed the game. He cared. Well, at least to some point. And it made me wonder how much he'd seen. Did he see when I invited the guy over and had sex? Did he know it was my first time? He must have known because I never saw the guy on campus again. Either he's dead or reassigned to another school. With Matthias knowing my every move, I made subtle changes to my dorm. Then I stopped getting dressed in the shower. It was sick, but somehow I felt compelled to tease him, play games with him, and poke the bear. There I was, undressing and strutting about naked in my room, thinking he'd been watching. I'd even pleasured myself thinking my fingers were him. I'd even gone as far as inviting a guy over and calling Matthias's name while we fucked. The sex ended abruptly, but I'd gotten my message across. I'd become obsessed with Matthias. Obsessed to the point that I followed through with all his plans for me. I'd gotten my degree in finance and scored a job as the CFO of a major company. One he had shares in. One he'd planned on laundering money through and using me as the brain of it all. However, despite my many attempts to secure a meetup with Matthias, he refused. If he'd been watching the videos of me in college, I would understand why. But if he hadn't been, then why not? I'd done everything he'd asked, and the least he could have done was entertain my request. But he didn't. So I am convinced that he'd been watching me. Last week was the last straw. I'd sent him a note saying we needed to talk over dinner, and he left me to eat alone. He never showed. So, in rebellion, I quit my job. And now, I'm standing in his office, with his full attention. See how easy that was?
Well?
I say when he doesn't respond. Instead, he leans back into his chair and leers at me. Matthias reaches into his drawer and then slaps a gun on the table. I give him a bored expression.
Are you going to shoot me?
This man hasn't aged one bit. He has gotten finer with age. 38 years of pure man.
Do you want to be shot?
He finally says.
If you're not going to shoot me, then why pull out the gun?
He lifts it and swings it around his index finger.
It's my favorite.
How nice.
I say sarcastically.
Now, why did you kidnap me and bring me here?
Matthias stands, leaving the gun on the table. And when he approaches me, I feel like I can no longer breathe. I forgot how tall this man was. He has gotten bigger, more muscle, more swag, more beard. God. I can feel my panties soaking beneath me by just watching him. But I stand my ground. He reaches for my neck.
Did you forget your place?
I lift my chin with indignation.
I own you. You are indebted to me.
I did everything you asked.
He gives me a slight squeeze, and I know it will leave a mark. Matthias laughs.
Do you like vexing me?
The scent of his musk mixed with cigars is enlightening, and him clutching my throat like this is... I give him a half smile. I try speaking, and he squeezes harder, his eyes growing dark. I forgot how much he likes this, how much he loves to torture. He squeezes my neck harder, then releases me quickly when I start to sputter and cough.
Do you...
I cough again.
Do you like ignoring me?
I don't play games, Katia. Now why the fuck would you quit your job?
I clear my throat again, rubbing my neck.
Because the only way to get your attention is to fuck up what you love. Your money.
Bitch, I will kill you here.
I lift my chin.
Then do it. Kill me, Matthias.
Matthias grunts, grabs me by the throat again, and pulls me onto him. And good Lord. I melt in his arms as he plunges his tongue down my throat.
You have met the end of Toxic Obsession, Part 1. Kimaya's Closet is back with Season 3 and ready to deliver. Episodes will be uploaded every other week, so stay tuned for Part 2, and don't forget to subscribe and share. You can also find me on TikTok and Instagram for all your character visuals and more. See ya. Bye.